"Do not read," the sticker read in bold, and underneath, "These are the words of the devil. Read and you'll burn in hell."
It began to be about the idea of Satan himself writing Mills and Boone-like things, which are terribly sweet and innocent, and which he does under a pseudonym. He sends them out into the world because he wants a hobby away from everything else, which is awful and evil and clinker and ash and things.
He was in love.
I know certain stories of mine do border upon trying to see actually where the levels of good taste start and end.
He knew it was love too. It wasn't just lust. It wasn't like all the other animals going at it hammer and tongs all through the night.
Pangs?
Pang was quite hard to write, actually.
Pangs, yes.
I tried to resist doing it.
I think that's the best way to describe it.
It's not that they thought it wasn't worth reporting. It was just a matter of deciding where to schedule it. It wasn't a human interest story, after all, and it wasn't an issue of national concern. How could this possibly affect the average British voter?
I'm very fond of Luxembourg.
But you made it vanish.
I know. Well, there are reasons for that.
Okay.
When I was a kid...
He
caught me. I knew he would. He's smart like that. I was taking so long in the bathroom that he began to bang on the door asking if I was all right. And I said I was all right, and I flushed. But he said if I didn't open the door, he'd break it down. And so I did.
And I had this idea of a story which was written originally on bits of toilet paper. So it had that sort of really, really fun structure to play with.
I think that we give away our hearts too easily, you know? We're all in such a hurry to get out there and fall in love as soon as we possibly can. Maybe we're missing out. That maybe our hearts would feel so much better if we just kept them inside our chests. I mean, what does Robbie Williams want with my heart anyway?
There was once a little boy who was in love with love. It was the first thing he thought of when he woke in the morning. It was what he hoped to dream of when he went to sleep at night.
He was in love.
I think I don't love you anymore.